let's try this again here. Come on, let's open up here. I wish I could have a beta kiss the way Mort was doing. I think that's where he was kissing blonde. I captured. Oh god, I feel like I'm going back to 1988. This is the Mort. This is CPAP 22 in review, but it's almost like a flashback. Friday on the weekly sewer. I do a special edition here where we make fun of right-wing nut jobs here and the losers and the low bit losers that want men and women to act like it's before 1960s and men be these macho men or whatever, these strong men people. I can't help myself to make fun of dudes when I can, except for Morton. Morton was a pretty cool dude, and I think he's more liberal than what people would think. But let's run the intro here. The 30-second intro, go. Oh, what happened? Oh, we don't have it. No, wrong cut. You want to go to... I'm sorry. Do I have the intro? That was the analog one. The mono one. The mono one's not playing out properly. Do we have the intro? Alright, that's fine. Screw it. We don't need intro. We can. I don't need it in now. But we'll just insert it in on the later edition. All right, so CPAC, we started off really or started it at the end with freaking Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she was a fucking disgrace. I mean, let me play the song that makes her really, you know, what we really think of her. That's a bumper I used last week, because Tulsi Gabbard, God, she's a fucking sell, and she just talks the talking points, and that's what CPAC was, to talk the script, stick to the script, and this is why they suck. So tonight's show, we're gonna go on the I don't know if I have Ted Cruz. I do not have Ted Cruz, but God, Ted Cruz was was a hot mess, but you don't need to hear that one. Let's go to John Jr. Cut one. It's about 8 minutes long. Every time he says right, you're going to hear me play the glass sound. And normally, I would normally drink some soda, root beer, to just have a shot for every time. But I'm so full from my dinner that I'd explode if I do that. But I'm going to, just rest assured, we're going to play it every time he says right. Like, he's so cash. Right? This is the funniest part of the weekly zoo of the entire year, except for LNR. We got LNR coming up, kids. We're gonna do a special edition of LNR because it can't be the zoo without freaking frisky questions, right? So I just said it right. I should have a cut for Donnie Boy Jr. But let's start with cut one. It's 8 minutes long. 8:08.
I'm glad I heard the fishing trip last night. With me, went for a lot of money. See, if I were Hunter Biden, I'd put that in my pocket rather than going for a good cause, right? It'd be a little different. But we can't do that, right?
Yeah.
That too. No, but think about how bad things are going right now. I'm going to play off of that, okay, sir? That the administration that currently is in charge wanted to put together a program to hand out crack pipes. Because you'd have to be on crack to think that they're doing a good job, okay? Like...
Okay, right.
Like... Just maybe. Know. Maybe. At least they found a program that Hunter could be in charge of, right? No, but think about what's going on. Look at what's happening out there. There's not a single success this administration has had. And yet, if you look daily...
He needs validation, doesn't he?
The press is fawning over them. You can see that Europe put in the sanctions that Joe Biden could have easily done a year ago, could have maintained what Trump had, could have done the right thing and actually led But as my father said, and as we all know, he was sleeping. Right? While Europe was leading, Joe Biden was sleeping. And we say that without certainty, but we all know. Right? Of course he was.
Right? But you know,
you can see the White House's hand in this. I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they did anything. But that's what we're up against, folks. Watch. Each and every day, we're watching inflation go through the roof. It's transitory, we're told. Right? It's just a temporary thing. It'll be gone. Well, maybe it won't be gone tomorrow. Every day, they change the tune. Every day, the narrative changes to suit failure after failure. A lot of fake news. A lot of fake. But you know what's nice? About
we
the
could
fake
not
news
have seen
is
this
that
coming.
The American people are now onto them. All right?
All right. Sorry if you're watching the stream here.
No, you hate to say it and you hate to see it. But maybe and just maybe it took a Joe Biden and a Kamala Harris and the disaster. And the disaster that came with that to wake the American people up fully to what is going on in our country. Okay? For years, the American citizens, they watched and they listened to the news, maybe peripherally in the background. If you're here at CPAC, you're into this stuff. You're studying it. You're watching it every day. You've seen through the lies. For the average American hardworking family, they were just consuming a couple minutes of news
That's
a day.
That's part of the problem.
You hear the same nonsense over and over and over, and maybe you just start assuming maybe there must be something to it, right?
Oh.
Like Russia collusion. What happened with that, though? Because it feels like there actually was Russian collusion, but now it's different, right? Now, but now, almost zero coverage of it, right? When the other side gets their hand caught in the cookie jar, the worse than Watergate crowd is missing. Where is Bob Woodward, who for every day, every tweet, it's worse than Watergate? It's like, I don't know, like, my father could tweet, Merry Christmas, it's worse than Watergate. They'd wheel him out from whatever rock he's hiding under, they'd put him on there, and they'd say, you know, you've got one thing right in 40 years, but doesn't matter, everything's worse than Watergate. This one actually is. Right? You have a political campaign working with government contractors who had access not just to a candidate.
Oh my God.
But to also the sitting president of the United States. They used that information to spy on them, to create a narrative. They leaked it to that same fake news who wrote a story about it, which they then used as a basis for an investigation.
Children are the worst surrogates.
The same people that did that for the Hillary Clinton campaign are now negotiating with Russia, right? So people who created the Russia boogeyman scenario for 5 years are now negotiating with them as we seem like we're on the verge of getting into a ground war in Europe with Russia. And of course it happened under this administration, because you know, the first thing a bully does, a bully like Vladimir Putin, he takes advantage of the weak, infirm. And no one is weaker and no one is more infirm than Joe Biden.
Oh, wow, just throw the daggers at the poor dude. God, I don't even agree with
this. This is a full three.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of ads that were playing on the CPAC's official YouTube channel. I want to talk about grifters and charlatans. All right, let's see if it plays out here. Give me a moment.
Stairs, but it's worse than that. No. It's worse than that. Because you watch how they lead, how they govern. And I'll use lead in quotations because
well, I can see the same thing with Donald Trump, too.
It's not leadership. And again, we're all on one side of the spectrum. We understand and we believe this, but we can see another side, too. We can be open to that. And we can talk about those things, but there are certain things that we cannot let go. There are certain things that we cannot pretend didn't happen. Okay, we can disagree about socioeconomic policies. We can disagree about perhaps certain aspects of the environment. What we can't disagree about is the disgrace that happened in Afghanistan a few short months ago. Right?
Right.
We gotta point it out. Because it's not just
about applause. That disgrace. There's an applause, it's what everyone sees. Sure.
You think Vladimir Putin didn't see that and said, excellent.
Well, Simpsons reference.
You think that Xi over in China wasn't saying, hey, whatever my timeline for taking over Taiwan was, accelerate it. There's a reason it didn't happen under Trump. People understand strength. They understand
resolve. Strong man. He's really a pussy. He's really a pussy. Sounds like they want to have sex with this dude. Good God.
And folks, right now our leadership has none of those things.
What a pussy. But okay.
They do have depends. Yes. Without a doubt. Go long on that stock, okay? You know Nancy Pelosi invested in that one way ahead of things, so just buy, go long. But it wasn't just brief moments of incompetence. It was the hearings afterwards where our generals, the great woke leaders of our U.S. military,
the Jerry Six Insurrection Committee?
6 million man hours training our troops about wokeness.
Oh, really?
Not fighting, not killing bad guys.
Oh, wait, but
they wanted to learn about white rage, a term that none of us had ever heard of prior to him testifying it, right?
Oh.
Maybe they should focus on China, but when I watch our military leadership, who's gone the way of the left, sit there before the American people and said, well, as it pertains to FK.
Oh, God. And he just gets loosey. So on Lead Mouth 2, since we're going to do like a Martin Downey Jr. Rerun here, which I wish I could assemble the format, I'm just going to put Kimberly Guilfoyle and go back and forth. So Kimberly Guilfoyle's got two cuts. John's got one cut. And by this point, it will be kind of a zip it for all you folks out there.
To put America last. It's like very obvious they're playing for the other team with every single decision, all the while trying to destroy President Trump's historic achievements.
Oh, this is one thing.
That's why we have to take it back.
It's like the
because President Trump created the best economy our nation has ever.
This is worse when the in-law is the surrogate.
Did what was best for the
Hunter didn't say anything about the campaign at all, mind you.
The people in this country. We apologize to no one for putting America first. That's what a true leader does. He stands for each and every one of us. Meanwhile, Joe Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline, causing oil prices to soar, and destroying thousands of American jobs in the process. And shortly after he canceled the Keystone XL Pipeline, he served Putin a gift on a silver platter. He approved Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Can you believe this? This is what I'm talking about. Someone needs to tell Joe Biden, you're wearing the America First jersey, not the Russia First jersey, not the China First jersey, and stop exporting the American
dream. She talks like a small, white woman.
Because Joe Biden has fundamentally destroyed this country in record order, and including our border.
Good God.
Because the protectors of our border are national security. Are so important. There's a story that really strikes me, especially with what we've heard today in the panel that Mercedes did. Biden's DHS Secretary Mayorkas recently told our Border Patrol, quote, I know the policies of this administration are not particularly popular with U.S. Customs and
She talks so much like a 10-year-old girl. Can so she grow a pair? She's got nice tits. I mean, can she? Good God.
One Border Patrol agent even reportedly turned his back on Mayorkas. That's courage. That's being American and standing up for what you believe in. I believe that Border Patrol agent is a hero for standing up and being fearless for what's right. And what I ask you here today, all patriotic Americans across this country, stand up for what you believe in. Be that Border Patrol agent. Use your First Amendment rights to fight back against the Democrat incompetence that we are seeing throughout the country. Show up. Show up in record numbers to peacefully protest when Democrat officials attempt to destroy the sanctity of the United States Constitution. Show up to school board meetings when they try to indoctrinate our nation's children.
Oh.
Vote in midterm elections this year to put America first. Fearless Republicans back in office and in the majority. That is our first step to success in taking back this great country. Ladies and gentlemen, every election matters, whether we're talking about the school board, mayoral races, and
Congress. Okay, I'm going to stop Kim. Kim stops yapping. She's upset. We're going to take that apart.
Volunteer for races, and most importantly, vote. It is so important for us to fight back. Woke leftists are working overtime to strip us of our freedoms. Take a look at what's happened on social media in recent years. Almost every big tech platform has banned conservatives and Republicans for their political beliefs. Every major social media platform banned President Trump last year. If the sitting president at the time of the United States can be banned on social media, no one is safe. In communist China, they have this thing called a social credit where you're punished for having the wrong opinions or for even promoting the idea.
Oh, my God. She's just like comparing apples to PCs.
Crack down on them and jail people simply for wanting the ability and the freedom to express their opinion, the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. But unfortunately, our freedoms are now at that same risk, thanks to big tech and to the liberal, woke leftists. What's the difference between being punished in China for having the wrong opinions and big tech companies silencing you for daring to have conservative beliefs? Sadly, now there is no difference. These woke big tech overlords are no different than the Chinese Communist Party. They will silence you for holding the beliefs that most Americans share outside of Silicon Valley. And considering that social media is now the public sphere of discussion in the 21st century.
Right, but it just requires responsibility, little bitch.
Just like they tried to silence President Trump.
My little Fabian line to be.
Risk for our First Amendment rights, and most importantly, our freedom of expression. We do a great disservice to the men and women that have served valiantly in this country if we don't stand for the rights that they fought for, that families have sacrificed for.
Little people, the little men and women, the little working people who work too hard, too emotional.
You believe in your family and your children. We can fight back. You can fight back. Twitter and Facebook aren't the be-all and end-all. That's right. We have other platforms now. We have President Trump's new Truth Social. Sign up, jump over, and enjoy the freedom of expression.
Cool, she's trying
we
too
love
hard.
It. Where free God, speech lives. Body, President Trump had to
she's
fix
like
that
5 foot
too.
One, she can't talk.
We must support freedom-loving alternatives if we want to protect our rights that are ingrained in the Constitution. And we also need our Republican lawmakers to use their power to hold these anti-American big tech companies accountable. No more rhinos. How about some real fighters like President Trump in the Congress?
Oh, he looks like a fighter. He's a
pussy. And guess what? Back in the Oval Office.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This girl's a hot mess. This girl is such a hot mess. Okay, apologies if you're hearing some grounding. It tells you how really my iPad is very emitting a lot of EMF here. God, I was thinking about EMF. I'm thinking about that one hit wonder song. You're unbelievable. Apparently that microphone. My microphone's really sensitive to the EMF. The EMF, not the EMP, but, alright, looks like it's a fake hero for my Gabrielle, but we'll just totally, forget that right now. Let's take a quick break. I need to take a break, because this girl's making, we'll go back to Donnie, then to Kim, and then, actually, wait a minute, we're gonna take a break, except I'm already losing my stamina here. It's already not even 24 minutes, so we'll be back in a moment here on the Weekly Zoo here.
Stay at the Meadowlands Hilton Hotel.
A scummy hotel in Jersey. Sorry to my friends in New Jersey, but, you know, Secaucus isn't the most... Well, hey, wait a minute. Michael Scott Shannon on Z100, was it the Morning Zoo and Secaucus? For many years, it wasn't on top of the Empire State Building. There's apparently a documentary coming up for the Z100. It's 40th anniversary, and Michael Scott Shannon is featured in this documentary. I want to see it, because, you know, Michael Scott Shannon is my hero. This is how we are able to play music and be goofy and weird and do, obviously he doesn't do talk stuff. That's where I separate. But I try to put like a Morning Zoo twist to my talk show. I hope you enjoy it. I really hope you enjoy it. So we're over the hill. We're over the hump. Donnie's got 4 minutes. Kimmy's got another 4, and then he gets the final 6. So by the time it'll be 10 o'clock, we'll be the love and relationships hour. What could go wrong, right? Let's go to cut 2 on Donny Boy Jr.
We could not have seen this coming. Really? Really? Because I saw it coming. And let's just assume I know nothing about Afghanistan, okay? I saw it coming.
They know nothing.
You saw it coming. Anyone who's ever served saw it coming, but they could not have seen it coming, which makes you wonder, why are they in charge? Remember, a week later, our Secretary of State gets up there. We're, to paraphrase, because I'll get it close, but, you know, CNN will say that I lied about what was said, so to paraphrase, we are shocked and dismayed that the new Taliban government is not as diverse and inclusive as we would have hoped. Who would have imagined? I don't know. Like, they sort of have a history of homosexuals off buildings. They have a history of enslaving young women and children into sexual bondage.
That doesn't mean anything, Donnie. You guys don't really care
that they weren't
that
more diverse and inclusive. You know why? Because these people are idiots.
Yeah,
and yet they're in charge, right? You wonder why gas prices are all-time highs, right? We're going to spend billions to fund NATO to protect them from the Russians that we give a pipeline to. That we give a pipeline not just for the economics, but a pipeline to their own survival right now as they invade a sovereign nation. The media... making the neocon warmongers heroes again, right? Liz Cheney's out there busy working, not to win a campaign, because no one in the state of Wyoming could care less about Liz Cheney. She's working hard,
idiot,
to send not her children, but your children over to Ukraine.
The old GOP,
you know that's what's going on in the background, right? Because, hell, guys, we haven't been in a war in like 3 months.
Right.
Let's get that machine going, right? And you know when the media is turning them into the thought leaders of the Republican Party, they're trying to get us in another war. We're not going to go for it. Again, it took a Joe Biden to wake people up. It took the disaster that is not just Joe Biden, and this is what we have to remember going into midterms. It isn't just Joe Biden. We all recognize that he's incapable of making the decisions and coming up with the policies that are out there. These are Democrat policies, folks. This is what the Democrat Party wants for America. The inflation is fine as long as they can push their green agenda. It doesn't matter if
that's
America
AOC's agenda
and cedes its place at the throne of capitalism to allow the Chinese to eat our lunch. To enrich our enemies. They want to push the asinine policies. They want to push science, but not real science, just science convenient to their narrative. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about 97 genders all day long. Am I wrong?
Right.
Not wrong.
He talks like his dad.
She's going to take out Liz Cheney, folks.
Jeez, this energy is really toxic. It's nuclear. Oh, golly. If there was a Democrat party like this convention, we wouldn't make fun of them, too. But they're not as asinine, to quote the Dining Trigger. The swamp! This is like high school cliques from, like, the Gen Xers. They're reliving their high school years. I think it's a commercial. Oh, am I at the end? Oh, yay, nice. Let's go to Kimmy. Kimberly. Oh, that flew by really quickly. Let's go to Kimberly and just vomit over this bitch. Come on, Kimmy. Don't be shy. There we go.
And the same goes for our education system. Are you so tired of public schools indoctrinating young children?
On what grounds?
And I'm sure many of you had to suffer through it yourselves. Rather than teach our nation's children, our future, the skills they need to succeed in life and in the real world, they are teaching our children critical race theory. They are teaching our children to be ashamed of who they are, what sex they were born, the color of their skin, and making them apologists for history. It is shameful. This type of thing does not happen in President Trump's America.
Because he wants to teach you how perfect we are, and the shit doesn't smell.
Icons like Martin Luther King fought for.
I gotta watch John Oliver's episode. Didn't John Oliver talk about this? That they're missing a quote after his infamous speech.
We were born with. I find it disturbing what's happening to our nation's children. As a mother of a 15-year-old, I speak up. I am vocal, and I do not apologize. Don't apologize when you stand for your children and for your family. And the media is complicit for refusing to cover it. I ask you today, most especially, to fight for our children. They are worth it, and they deserve your voice and your strength, and be that example of leadership and courage. But the American people are waking up, and a red wave is coming.
Did you remember that in 2018? How did that work, Kimmy?
Like I said, when Republicans retake Congress with America this year, the first thing they need to do is stop Joe Biden's far-left woke agenda dead in its tracks. And as a wise man once said,
who was that wise man?
Woke turns to...
turns to shit.
Yep. In Spanish, we say mierda. Let's stop George Soros-funded DAs and judges across this country.
Oh, they're really going to the jugular.
Don't allow Biden to pass so-called bipartisan legislation where
Democrats are fucked, let me tell you.
They want, and Republicans get nothing. That's why we need majority leaders and fighters to actually give us what we got coming to us, right?
Coming. Drop the G so I can talk like a ditzy girl.
This will be an incredible time in American history, and it is a now or never time to take back America. We have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the course. We are at the point of no return. And it is up to all of you to vote and ensure Republicans witness the biggest landslide.
The silent party to silence everyone that they don't agree with.
I know it is possible. I believe it is possible. We can feel the tides turning. And in 2022, the American people will retake Congress, and we will retire Nancy Pelosi and take the gavel right out of her hands.
I thought you'd say cold dead hands. That would be funny if you said that. She's so insightful, if you know what I mean.
She can wreck that some more. Democrats said we will no longer, we will never allow them
26
no
seconds.
Longer to radically transform America in their far hands, hold our claws. Left woke image. And as President Trump said, this is just the start. The MAGA movement is alive and well. We will show the Democrats firsthand that elections have consequences when we win a record number of seats in the midterms, and that is just step one.
All right, well, it just keeps on going. Let's go to back to Donnie Jr., cut three. And then we got Joey on the fake 87. He's probably going to throw me under the bus, but because I have balls, I let anyone kick me in the balls, and I still stand. That's why I use the tub thumping song on the best of or the Rewind 2021, because, you know, I get down and I get it up again, and you didn't really let me down. Okay, you know, let's go. Let's go. I had another content ID. I cut three. Come on, Donnie. I want to hear you say right.
We got a lot of work to do in all of these places, folks, and that's the thing. Okay? We cannot let our foot off the gas. We cannot assume we have won these things. When you have a $1 trillion mainstream media complex as your marketing department, like the Democrats do, $1 trillion in social media, another $1 trillion big tech enterprise all working for them, we need each and every one of you to be in the game 100%, okay? The fact that elections are so close, given that you are up against multiple trillions designed to suppress your opinion, your views, your ideas, your free speech while boosting the other side, is actually amazing. But that's why we can't assume we've won. We can't assume there's logic out there, because you understand how much has been spent and put against us and our values. So we need to be engaged. We need to be involved. We need to be all in every race. I'm not talking about just the Senate or just gubernatorial races or the House. We need to be involved down to our school boards.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that at
so
the end.
So we can prevent the radical left from pushing and teaching radical institutionalized left. Racism to our children.
Whatever the hell that means, can you please give me an example, too? I'm not hearing a lot of examples. I just hear headlines, dickhead. Kid, men going nuts.
All right. We need to put our money behind companies that share our values. I'm looking at Glenn over here from Patriot Mobile.
Patriot Mobile. Oh, God, I hate that word. I run
into you at every conservative thing in the world, Glenn. But you guys got to understand, you can give your money to AT&T, the parent company of CNN.
Wait, they're selling it to Discovery, for fuck's sake. Wow.
You can support someone like a Patriot Mobile and give back to causes that they believe in as a sponsor here. We can do all those things. That's not cancel culture, folks. That's using your damn brain. The enemy, the other side, and at this point, looking at the things that they are pushing, you got to use that word. They're more than happy to take your money, give it to everyone else who hates your guts, hates your values, hates your religion, hates your freedom. So use your head and play the game the way the other side does, because for the last few decades, until the age of Trump, we've been playing T-ball while the other side has been playing hardball. We turn the other cheek and they laugh and take the win. We need to play like them. And that's what Trump did, folks. He opened the door. People understand, like, wait a minute. We don't just have to fold under the narrative. We don't just have to roll over and die. We can speak our minds. We can use our voices. We can use our wallets to support it. And we have to. Because we are starting at such a deficit, given what has happened for so long. So we need to be engaged. We need to be out there. That's why it's awesome to see this many incredible conservatives in a room like this, because you understand what is at stake. Look at all the young people, too. Yeah, come on. Look at this. Come here, guys. You're not that young. Oh, come here, buddy.
Oh, he's kissing up to the people, like, old enough that could be their babysitter. Or anyone, Gen Z, basically.
It ain't easy being a young conservative, right?
Oh.
There are consequences to being on our side, right? If there weren't, I'd become an artist and sell my crap for $500,000.
Wow. What a crass dickhead.
If there weren't, I would take $1 billion from China, knowing that that's just fine. Right? I'd have a laptop with all of our enemies, and it won't matter. Crack's not really my thing, but if it was, it would be fine if I was on that side. There's nothing easier than being a Democrat today. That's why you guys are now the new rebels.
Oh, I hate that word.
Culture. You guys are the future, so we need you to keep fighting, and that's why it's awesome that you guys are here.
God.
Thank you, man.
What about Mercy? Don't forget Mercy.
So I just want to say thank you to all of you for being so engaged. I love the straw poll we saw.
Straw poll for straw men.
I like it when my big guy does well and not just 10%.
You mean God?
A lot more, right?
Oh.
So CPAC, thank you so much. Matt, Mercy, thank you so much.
Mercy,
for doing this, for
Mercy, shut up,
I'm
an idiot.
Lit.
Because I don't know which one's the worst idiot.
This forever. We can no longer do what we've been doing. We must stay involved. We must get in every race and in every game and watch each and every way they try to undermine us on a daily basis. But with all of you together, united, we can do that and we can win because our ideas are great. We are the big tent. We are open to other ideas
and
thoughts.
God.
We don't say you must follow the gospel 100% or you are canceled and you are out. And I'm watching the other side eat themselves alive right now. So we are the party of inclusion, of diversity, of ideas. So get out there and fight for it because those ideas, our Constitution, our freedom, and our liberty are worth fighting for 100%. So, thank you very much, CPAC. We'll see you soon, okay, guys? Thank you, guys.
All right, there's a lot to unpack with what he was referring to again with the school boards. This is really scary shit. Because this is something I feared about SB2 in New Hampshire. I've written about SB2 on my site, and it really scares the hell out of me how the right is now nationalizing local issues. What Kimba said and what Donnie Boy Jr. said is essentially taking the national issues and apply it to local through policy, okay? This whole idea of anti-CRT is kind of the big one I can use. So it's just like the Democrats, how they nationalize ideas. I don't like nationalized politics in local issues. And this is what happens is you get people who don't understand how town or school districts work. And they're going to take what comes from CPAC, apply it to state and local stuff, and just think that it's no different than nationalism or socialism. I hate both of them equally. I hate socialism and I hate nationalism. I don't like socialism means centralized government. A nationalism is really a nationalized political system. Because a lot of the conservatives that I know don't know anything about SAUs. They can't even identify what SAU district they're on. It's obviously set by the state government. They don't even know any of the stuff. And they won't know it. And what they're going to do is they're going to just say, well, I'm a little low class bitch for the Hicks, and I'm going to go and run for a school board, and I don't even care if all these regulations are. I'm just going to abolish it and violate all the local government's rules. Because in local government, there's a lot more regulations. And if, God forbid, you have an infraction, it can cost you. Just ask about RSA 91A, the right to know law, and how people will reply to all on a school board meeting, thinking, well, in the private sector, I can send an email to people, and in private, blah, 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 blah. Well, they don't understand. They're working for the people. I guess I should run for office here and just say, fuck you, bitches. But the problem is, because I'm somewhat socially liberal, I am very much a centrist left and right. You could, people call me a rhino. I've been, you know, I'm being called a liberal, and the liberals look at me as a right wing nut job. So, hey, at least I am in the middle here, and I'm proud to be a centrist. But these bitches, don't get me started with these right-wing nut jobs, because they don't know anything. I mean, hey, Jimmy, mention these CPAC sycophants.
They know nothing! They're nothing! They know nothing!
Yeah.
They know nothing!
Right, they know nothing. They don't know anything.
They're stupid. They are just completely, like, they don't. If you're going to run for school board, at least look at the issues relevant. If CRT's not on your agenda, there's really no need to there's absolutely no need to talking about it. I mean, that's in my view. I like I said, I'm a fan of politics, so it really pisses me off. Like, I only take really much, I take some sides and I mock some people here and there, but I try to be even keel here and defend everybody. But these people, they go at the jugular, you know, and I don't like doing that. I think playing dirty is not going to get you any friends. And they act like high school cliques, which is so even freaking hilarious here. So, I'm not sure if I got something on our asset server to kind of see if I can. He's in Middlebrook State. I know that some of the towns and cities are a little bit scared because the this whole nationalism stuff is scaring the school districts and boards. That was I remember running that story in December for 990 BCOP 990. Let me see if I can pull it up if I have access to those media files. I have access and I'm just trying to see if I have it here, and I don't think I have it available, but maybe if you listen to the podcast, I'll embed it in there. All right, we are going to go to Joey on Fake 87. I call it the Fake 87 because the one and only New York State thoroughway is the true I-87 here. Let's go to Joey, who's going to fucking hit me in the jugular, I know for sure. Joey, what say you on the Weekly Zoo? You're going to slur up, aren't you? Really? You're such a moron. You're so underinformed. I won't say educated because that's a very strong word.
You're such a fake news magnet. No wonder why no one wants to talk to you. Even the following citizens want to talk to you because you're such a silly boy. And you know it.
Wow.
No girl wants to like see you. No girl, no, has any girl like you? No, because you're such a tough, silly boy. That's the
fact. Oh my God, you're
I love Ron DeSantis. He's my bro. And he's a good man, unlike you. You're such a loser.
Wow. Okay, you're just hugging me on the jugular.
Yeah. You're so liberal. You don't like anybody who doesn't speak. You know, doesn't speak the truth.
Oh no, I'm all about the facts.
Yep. No masks. Yes, I'm so happy that we don't have to wear masks because we need to. We need to intake fresh air. And,
look,
you know,
you're so stupid. You should move to San Diego and fuck with my aunt.
Yeah, social distance.
Social distance, yeah.
Not far apart. Like, you're such a freaking retarded autistic. You should probably consider killing yourself and doctor yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, watch it. You keep it up, I'm going to have to track you down. You do not threaten me like that again, Joey. You know better. God, that guy's a dickhead. Ugh. Joey. Go screw yourself. Go fuck my aunt in California. She probably likes you because you're a badass boy. Oh, God. She's a nuthead. All right. Coming up next at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to go to the love and relationships hour, kids. We're going to ask all different questions about love and relationships. And, it's going to be on the time. We got a full loaded line here. We're going to have the most loaded questions from states I can't say right now because it's still 9:51 Eastern Time. So we'll be 9:50. Actually, shit, it's not. It's approaching 9:51 Eastern Time. All right, so that's it. All done. Oh, actually, I gotta close out the show. I gotta close out my show here. Let me see if I can close out the show here.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it for the Morning Daddy Junior rerun here for the big WOR Channel 9. And see caucus, or we don't give a flying fuck about the Jersey people. You know that actually WOR moved away from see caucus. They're now back at the Fox 5 building, the that decaying piece of shit. You want to talk about shit? That's a Fox O&O. And, like, WUR is literally back in New York. Because I think that building's totally on. Secaucus was, like, a media capital, because I believe Shadow Traffic was there, WUR, C100. Yeah. Yeah, it was a different time, I guess. All right, love and relationships are next.